Welcome to the Unseminary Podcast.
Are you looking for practical ministry help to drive your ministry further, faster? Have a sinking feeling that your ministry training didn't prepare you for the real world? Hey, you're not alone. Join thousands of others in pursuit of stuff that we wish they had taught in seminary. Buckle up and let's get started with this week's Unseminary Podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Unseminary Podcast. My name's Rich, the host around these parts. Thank you so much for tuning in. I know there's lots you could be doing as you're getting ready to minister at your church this weekend, and I'm just so thankful that you've decided to spend some time with us today. Today it's our honor to have Larry Hubacka with us from Elevation Church. Larry, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Rich. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no, I'm so glad that you're with us. For folks that don't know, Elevation Church was founded in 2006 by Pastor Stephen Furtick and his wife, Holly. A great church, really impacting Charlotte, North Carolina, and beyond. I think you have 13 locations right now.
That's right. So there's 10 in the Charlotte area and then three outside. One in Raleigh-Durham, one in Roanoke, Virginia, and then one in the GTA, Greater Toronto area.
Nice. Now, as a boy from Toronto, I'm just so thankful that you guys are reaching out. I'm not there anymore, but I really appreciate it.
But you still love the Blue Jays and Joe Carter.
Well, that was the last time we were anybody did a good job with the Blue Jays. So,
nice.
Except for this year. So, anyways, Larry leads a creative team there. You oversee film and all kinds of things. Part of the weekend process. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your role at Elevation?
Sure. So, creative pastor is a little different at different churches. Sometimes it's creative arts pastor. Sometimes it's creative pastor. A bunch of different names. For us at Elevation, creative pastor means overseeing design, brand management, communications, marketing. So we have a separate team. It's mm-hmm. really our worship pastor, Wade Joy, mm-hmm. who oversees programming and worship. So sometimes that's all combined into one. For us, it's broken out. So ours is a little bit more like me playing the role of a creative director mm-hmm. at the church. And we're actually structured with a little bit of an agency model. Mm-hmm. So the creative department runs like an agency with each of the different areas or teams operating like clients.
Mm. Cool.
So it seems to work pretty well for us.
Good. Yeah, that's very cool. Nice. That's a good. I love that. That's good to hear kind of the inside. Now, one of the things I've noticed about Elevation, I would say over the last, I don't know, year or two, just as an outsider. Now, if you don't follow Elevation, you really should. It's a fantastic church doing all kinds of great things. But one of the things I've noticed, there seems to be a bit of a shift, which is around almost helping other churches, doing a bit more of that. I visited a couple years ago where I kind of had to come through a back door to, you know, let somebody kind of, you know, show us around and talk to us. But that seems to have changed a little bit. You seem a little bit more proactive on helping other churches. Is that true? Am I seeing that right? Or, you know, what's happening on that front?
I hope so. I mean, I hope we're helpful.
Yes.
Church is not, you know, we've not been around for that long. It's mm-hmm. been, we're in our 10th year of ministry right now. Mm-hmm. And it's not like we're so far removed from, you know, even the first few years. I still remember, I've been at the church from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. And I still remember just the early days where you are struggling to find volunteers and you're doing the setup and the teardown with the team. And the team, unfortunately, is like the same eight people single week. And you're like, come on, people, stick around and help us load this trailer up. And it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday. And you're like, oh my gosh, this speaker feels so heavy. So, you know, it's not that far removed. We still get it. And I hope from early on, you know, Pastor Stevenson did an awesome job at just setting the tone to say, we're going to be a church that wants to be a part of the community mm-hmm. versus feeling like we're going to come in and do our thing and try to make a big name for ourselves. I think we really decided that we wanted to, we used to describe it this way. We really hope that the city would be in tears if something ever happened to this church mm-hmm. and we had to shut our doors. So you want to be kind of woven into the fabric and feel like when you talk about the city of Charlotte and the other communities that we're in, that you have to talk about Elevation Church. So, you know, to answer your question, mm-hmm. I think from early on we had that spirit. We really wanted to help people. You could only do so much. I mean, some of it was like we didn't have the resource to do a whole lot based on what we hoped we'd be able to do one day, but we did what we could. So we started with things like providing our resources and the assets that we would create for the weekend mm-hmm. Online and making them available, putting Pastor Stephen's sermons up online, just doing anything you could to say, if we've got something that might benefit another ministry, let's do that. And then it's, you know, slowly evolved into an internship program, an apprenticeship program, which is like a 6-month commitment for somebody to come and feel like, you know, I'd love to see how Elevation does its thing. Events, so like one day events where you just, you know, people will literally travel in. We were just talking this morning about the next event and there are literally people coming in from all around the world, which is pretty fun for us.
That is cool.
Like, you know, the 10th year ministry, you know, we're able to have that kind of an impact. God's been really good to us. And then and we've got this 7-day seminary program, which we're super excited about, which is like a crash course in hands-on, practical ministry that we've never done it before, but we're really believing that it's going to be helpful to people, that they're going to get an idea of like, okay, so yeah, I went to seminary and that was awesome and I'm really thankful for it, but there's a practical side to ministry also. And we're like, yeah, there is. It's one of the things that we've discovered ourselves in the first 10 years that, man, there's a lot to learn for us still on, you know, the day-to-day side of ministry. How do the way volunteers greet somebody in the parking lot affect the preaching of the gospel? You know, how does team building play into it? There's a lot to what we've experienced that I thought, gosh, this would really be great. And Pastor Stephen said, let's do something like that and offer it to people. So 7-day seminary is kind of a fun one for us right now because it's fresh.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great. You know, obviously I love, obviously here at Unseminary, we try to provide practical training as well. And when I heard about 7-day seminary, I was like, gosh, that just sounds great. What a great next step. Let's step back to just get a sense of, you know, what are you doing on the intern program? How does that work? And kind of, you know, give us the insight behind how is that helping you as a church? What is that, you know, for other churches that might be listening in today?
Yeah, that's good question, because there's several different goals when we do a program like that.
Yeah.
I don't oversee the program. You know, I am involved because there are interns that are working in our department, and obviously we're vetting people when they come in through the application process. But the team that oversees that is really trying to accomplish a couple different things. You know, can we equip people for ministry?
Yep.
And you know, interns typically are 18 to 25. It's not a set rule, but typically that's about the range that they're in. But for them to come in, be exposed to, again, real-life ministry experience, it's very hands-on. Mm-hmm. I would think that our interns that come in for ministry training, you know, they typically come in for one of three terms, fall, spring, or summer. But when they come in, it is probably the hardest thing they've ever done. But I think almost all of them walk away feeling like that was the best thing I've ever done. Mm. So it's, you know, it's a really wide scope. And, you know, when you think intern, sometimes you think, like, go get me coffee.
Right. Do the
We're not going to put anything significant on you. But I literally, before I jumped on this call with you, I was just having a conversation with our creative team about a piece we just did, highlighting the experience of one intern. And this intern was literally talking about the things that he was able to do during his internship. And I thought, that's the stuff that I do. That's the stuff that, like, all of our staff do.
Right.
And I guess for us to be able to expose an intern to that and honestly help them figure out, is this the calling that God has placed on my life to do ministry this way at this level is awesome. And then, you know, some of them stick around and we invite them to come join the staff. Some of them go back to their churches and they jump in there and they take what they've learned and try to apply it or translate it. But it's been a great experience for us as a church. It just lets us expose people, train people, and obviously it helps us at the same time.
Absolutely. You know, so that's obviously a long commitment, right? That's three or 4 months long kind of thing.
Yeah, right.
And then obviously on the other end, you have, you know, stuff like a kind of a one day come, kind of get a, you know, it's a glorified tour. You're getting kinds of, you're seeing the facilities, you're getting a bunch of input on kind of how ministry happens, which obviously is great. I would encourage people, you know, what is that called? I forget what that's called at Elevation.
Inside, so that one day event's called Inside Elevation.
Right. If you haven't done that, you really should. It's a great opportunity. You get, you know, a good sense of what's happening at the ministry there. It's a good thing to bring volunteers to, the kind of thing that's assuming, like, hey, if you want to kind of help cast vision for your people, hey, you know, I know even, I literally just had a conversation like this week with a team member of ours, volunteer, where they have never, we're the biggest church they've ever been to.
Okay.
And, you know, for them to catch a vision for what is it that God might do at your church? Obviously, we don't want to be, everyone doesn't want to become Elevation. Elevation's Elevation.
Right.
And you guys would say that in what you do. But it's a great way to cast vision. Now, in between those two, you have this 7-day seminary. Tell me about that. What are you going to be covering? What's someone going to get out of that kind of as they go through that experience?
Yeah, we're getting a lot of questions about it because, you know, one, the name is pretty intriguing. Right. Somebody would say, so let me get this straight. You think you're gonna give us a seminary's worth of education in 7 days? And, you know, of course, we're not going to do that. You can't do that. It's not possible.
Right.
Seminary is amazing and you should go to seminary.
Right.
Just know why you're going and what you're going to get out of it. Mm-hmm. We actually were inspired by Seth Godin's Alt MBA program. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
Yes, yeah,
but,
fantastic.
You know, he's like one of my very favorite authors. I know he's inspired a lot of us on the staff. And Pastor Stephen saw his Alt MBA program and thought, you know, that might be a really good approach for us to take in terms of trying to equip and train people quickly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the short version of that program is he says, you know, this is an alternative to getting your MBA. Come and spend 30 days with us online and. Mm-hmm. And you know, we'll basically train you how to work with people and how to tackle projects. But we thought that principle could really work well for us. You know, we are an alternative to seminary in a lot of ways, but it's not a replacement for seminary. I think it's more of the come and spend 7 days, and literally it's like a crash course. Come in, we've never done it, so I mean, I'm telling you what we're planning to do.
Yes, right.
Talk to me in a few months, and
exactly. Hopefully
it'll play out this way. I think it will.
Yeah.
But you know, our goal is have you come in and literally for 7 days. We're still finalizing the schedule, and it looks like it's 25 or 30 sessions over 7 days, where we cover everything we can possibly cover. Sessions from Pastor Stephen teaching directly. He's going to be doing a bunch of interviews with some of his pastor peers around the country who, you know, we would say are some of the greatest church leaders in the country. And then a lot of the staff will be teaching. But this is really us helping somebody who feels like they might be called to ministry, but they've not actually known what to do to get started. So I kind of think the profile, honestly, for something like this is somebody who says, you know, they might be working in a church. Maybe they're in a smaller church. Maybe they're in the general market and business person. So they could be a mom. Mm-hmm. Somebody who just has some, you know, leadership acumen, who thinks, I've been called to ministry. I don't exactly know what the next step is, but if I come and do this 7 day experience, I'll probably get a good feel on whether or not ministry in the local church is for me. Yeah, that's kind of the goal. And you know, some people might, you know, they might stay connected to Elevation Church. Some of them might just go back to their churches, or they might feel like, yeah, I love ministry, and now I'm gonna wait and figure out what God does and what doors He opens up. So the goal is really like inundate you in 7 days. Hopefully, a short enough period that you can actually take a week out of your life to do it, but long enough for you to really get immersed. So, I mean, I'm super excited. I think we're ready for it to get here.
Yeah. So now, how is this different than a conference?
Yeah.
Just like a straight up kind of a 3 day, you know, go to a conference. How would this be different?
Well, it's going to be real hands on. So, you know, our general approach is, you know, we like to challenge assumptions just in general with how we do ministry. And Pastor Stephen is like, he's wired this way.
Right.
So he's really wired to say, okay, so yeah, maybe we've always done it this way, but why don't we try something different? So the biggest difference will be just the hands on part of it. So think, I don't know what you said. What did you study in school?
Yeah, I actually went for ministry stuff. I trained on for this kind of thing. So yeah, okay, I went to seminary.
I was a science major.
Yes, great, very cool.
So I was a science major at the University of Washington.
So lectures and labs.
Exactly. Yeah. So lectures, you know, it's not completely fair, but it is a good connection. People understand it. You know, lecture might feel more like a conference, and the lab might feel more like what 7 day seminary is.
Yep.
Where it will be hands on, and you know, you get to get your hands dirty a little bit, and then decide, okay, I liked that. That was actually interesting to me. I could see myself doing more of that.
Right.
Or say, no, ministry in that format in the local church may not be for me. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I love the local church. I want to go to it. But maybe being on staff at a local church might not be for me. So either way, you know, we're trying to help people really dive in and understand, if this is the calling God has placed on my life, what could it look like?
Right. Okay, very cool. Now, how would you, you know, kind of talk about the ratio between practical training and then would say spiritual formation? Like, I'm assuming a part of this is going to be, you know, a bit about kind of candidates, their inner, you know, their inner relationship with Jesus.
Sure.
How would that, you know, how does that ratio work out?
Sure. I mean, clearly it's all connected. I mean, we're talking about developing whole people. So even in the way that you know, I'll use our staff as an example. Every time we interview somebody that we're considering to come on staff, number one question almost always is, you know, what about work family balance? And it's a funny question because, you know, to a certain degree we have a little bit of a canned answer, and we tell them the same thing. It's not really about trying to compartmentalize and figure out the perfect ratio. I think this is a lot more about integrating all of your life together because you live one life.
Right.
So your ability to say, if I'm called to this as a husband and a dad, well, it's really my family's calling to this too. We've got to be in this together. Mm-hmm. We've got to communicate well about the different seasons. We have to bring our families along with it. So, you know, that's how it relates to us in a hiring or a staff development scenario. But I think from a practical versus personal development, I think it's a little bit of the same. They're so intertwined, it's hard to break them out. But I think we like to break it out because it makes us feel better. Well, I'm going to go do some spiritual development, some spiritual training, and then I'm going to go do some hands-on practical training.
Right.
So, you know, it maybe sounds like we're speaking out of both sides of our mouths, but that's a little bit like saying, I loved the Hunger Games movies, that God couldn't speak to me through the Hunger Games. In some ironic way, I watched the movie and I was kind of like, gosh, what a great concept. I should teach my team on, you know, on sacrifice, on work ethic. So a little bit of that. So we're going to lead with a practical side, meaning there is definitely a hands-on way to approach the basics of ministry, but clearly it's all connected. I mean, you can't come in and do this if you're not spiritually filled up and serving out of a good place. Right. And we'll touch on it, but it you know, it won't be all one or all the other, but we'll definitely lean practical as our entry point into the conversation.
Okay, very cool. Anything else you want to share about 7-Day Seminary? And tell us how we can find out more information about
Move on. Thank you for asking. That's great. I mean, if anybody obviously is interested in that or any of the different ways to experience Elevation Church, you can always go to the church website, elevationchurch.org. But specifically for 7-Day Seminary, go to 7dayseminary.com. And it's spelled out. If you go with either the number or spell out the word 7, it'll get you there. But 7dayseminary.com, there's a short application process. And, you know, I want people to do it so the perfect person would be the person who's thinking, I always felt this like pull in me to do something like this. And I never fully pursued it. Well, cool. Mm-hmm. You can pursue it now for a week and figure out if this works. And it's November 7th through the 13th. Mm-hmm. So hang on. Let me make sure that's correct. Yes, November 7th through the 13th.
Great.
November 7th through the 13th.
Yes.
It'll be a week here in Charlotte, North Carolina, and we're excited about it. So, you know, that's probably it. I mean, you asked great questions. I think they're the same kinds of questions we get when we're chatting with people about, you know, what's going on here in the ministry. So, yeah, nothing else from me.
This is the Unseminary Podcast. Stuff you wish they taught in seminary.
Well, we're going to jump into the lightning round, that part of the episode where we ask similar questions to everybody that's on the show. Today, super excited to have Larry on the show. He is the creative pastor from Elevation Church. If you're not following him and the church, you really should be. So, Larry, what's a book you've read, I don't know, in the last 6 months or so that's had an impact on your thinking and ministry?
Well, I'm going to give you an answer, but it's not really fair because I feel like I read it every 6 months. But okay. But it's a short read and you can knock it out in a day. But War of Art, Stephen Pressfield.
Okay, great. Great book.
So, you know, that's a good example of what we were just talking about. But War of Art is like it's broken up into several acts, but one of them speaks to kind of this resistance, this struggle, this frustration we have to learn to push through on a regular basis. And if you're a creative, honestly, I think it applies to anybody, but specifically for creatives, it is such a wonderful handle on, that's what's going on. I'm not weird. Mm-hmm. I'm not ruined. I've not missed the boat. I'm going through what people normally go through who are growing. Mm-hmm. So yeah, War of Art is top of my list. Top three for sure. Favorite books I've ever read.
Cool. Very cool. Now, a lot of people look to Elevation, look to what you guys are doing. Who do you look to, to other ministries that inspire you?
Sure. Well, I mean, there are some ministries that you could probably guess. I mean, we're looking to Life Church. You know, Pastor Craig Rochelle there is our pastor's pastor. Mm-hmm. Looking at North Point, looking at Hillsong. And this may surprise you, but I try to jump online and do a Google hangout with 10 people as frequently as I can because we're getting a lot of requests, which is kind of where Inside Elevation, that one-day event, came from. A lot of people saying, hey, we'd love to hear a little bit more about the ministry. Same thing that we're doing. We're calling around asking these questions. Right. People are calling us. And we decided to do that event. But I do these hangouts for the same reason. And, you know, most of the time it's typically churches that are, I don't know, smaller. Let's say maybe 200, 300, 500. I don't know the exact sizes. But I always ask, I say, hey, before we get into any kind of Q&A, I want to know, what are you guys working on that you're really excited about? And that is some of the most inspiring stuff that I hear, because I'm like, man, these are churches that in some cases they're just getting started. In some cases they've been around, but typically they're usually smaller and growing. But they've got a different kind of risk aversion where they're like, hey, we're going to go for it. There's not a whole lot to lose. Let's just do it. And I'm so inspired by that, to hear what churches are doing, because I feel like that challenges us to be like, gosh, have we lost something that we don't think that way or do that anymore?
Right.
So it's, you know, it's the bigger churches that you'd think, and then it's some of these up-and-coming or smaller churches that are just kicking our butts.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. If you could get 15 minutes with any leader alive today, who would you want to get that time with and why?
Yeah.
That's a tough question. It could be anybody.
There's so many. I mean, there's a tier of five or six guys that I love to have time with.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of them would come from the creative world and the business world. But if I could, you know, pick a handful, I'd want to hang out with Mark Cuban.
Yes.
I'd want to hang out Elon Musk. I'd want to hang out with Michael Beirut, the designer. Mm-hmm. If I had to pick one, I'd probably pick Zuckerberg.
Okay, nice.
And I just want to know the way he thinks. And we've met with some of the folks who work at Facebook in the past, and they tell us stories of how he is. And, you know, when you have somebody who's so prolific in a generation, I think you don't you don't really expect to get maybe advice on how to do things, but mm-hmm. you want to just sit around and listen to the way that they think.
Right.
And, you know, allow that to challenge you. So I'd love that. I'd be so inspired by that.
Absolutely. They just passed that milestone. That was just a couple weeks ago where there was a billion people on Facebook at the same moment.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. Wild. Like, you know, they've talked about the billion users for quite a while, but to have a billion users all using the service at the same time is amazing. They've obviously had a huge cultural impact. For sure. All right. Well, you've obviously got a lot on your plate, and we're going to let you go. But when you just want to kick back and have fun, just kind of relax a little bit, you know, what do you do for fun?
Man, I'm probably more boring than you might think as the creative pastor. I feel like I should have like some big epic response to this. Like base jump or something.
Right.
But, you know, I'm married. I've got four kids. I'm 38 years old. So I spend a lot of time with my family. I still love to read. I'm kind of a nerd when it comes to surfing the web and reading blogs. Mm-hmm. I like to study digital marketing. I like to study creative. Mm-hmm. I love to study team building. So that's all kind of maybe like my natural bent. I kind of lean that way for fun. I mean, I want to get out and like play sports. I'm a huge Seahawks fan. So I'm kind of like, my wife if she was watching this right now, I'm sure she'll tune in. Mm-hmm. She'd be like, you completely understated how big of a fan you are. I'm a huge Seahawks fan. Like, she'll catch me frequently. We're in Charlotte. She'll catch me frequently reading the Seattle Times paper online so I can hear what the local guys say about the Seahawks. And she's like, you are ridiculous. You're what I would call a nerd.
That's fun. Well, Larry, thanks so much for being on the show. If people want to get in touch with you or with the ministry, how can they do that?
Obviously, go through elevationchurch.org is the easiest way to get connected with the ministry. Mm-hmm. And from there, you can kind of see the portals to any of those experiences. If you want to come and be a part of what's going on here at Elevation Church, even for a short time, mm-hmm. You can get connected to the network and watch preaching. I would tell people, download the Elevation app. It's probably one of the easiest ways. Mm-hmm. And it's just Elevation app for Apple and Android. Mm-hmm. And then I'm Larry Hubatka online, you know, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, everywhere. So, you know, you can get in touch with me pretty easy.
Thanks so much. Thanks for being on the show today.
Hey, thanks, Rich. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's Unseminary podcast. Don't be shy. We'd love to connect. Check out Unseminary Inbox. You can sign up at unseminary.com and we'll send you helpful training resources every week. Plus, you'll gain immediate access to our exclusive members area with tons of resources you can use. Connect with Rich on Twitter at Rich Birch or through email, rich@unseminary.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes for this episode at unseminary.com. It includes links to what we talked about today and more. Leave a comment. We'd love to hear from you. Did you enjoy today's episode? Drop by iTunes and leave a review. Thanks again for tuning in to this week's Unseminary podcast. Join us next week when we'll learn more stuff we wish they taught in seminary.